Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. We're glad you could join us this morning. And we will be speaking about real estate private partnership syndications, along with perhaps some zero tax math strategies. Before we get started, I want to remind you that just because you hear certain topics that may be of interest to you, regarding tax or financial issues or matters, please don't go execute or attempt to execute on your own. These are not DIY strategies. They're simply to acquaint you with the concepts involved regarding real estate taxation, retirement plan taxation, and use of your retirement funds to invest in real estate partnerships or individual single-family properties, and then zero tax math strategies. You know, we want to the extent possible, we want to be down in the portion of the brackets where we pay zero, excuse me, tax going into retirement. And I know that sounds idealistic, and, you know, in some cases it may be impossible to achieve. If you're someone that has a, as an example, if you're someone that has a job, it's going to be difficult because your W-2 income is going to be difficult to offset enough to get it down below the provisional tax brackets or tax rates. And then if you're retired but you have a pension, a formal pension where you're getting 1099-R each year, or if you're taking your required minimum distributions, your RMDs, it's going to be difficult in those years. But beyond that, if you're a real estate investor and that creates the predominance of your cash flows, you're going to be in nirvana in terms of the taxation that takes effect typically in retirement. And I'm referring to not just the income tax, I'm also referring to the IRMA tax and the tax on your Social Security. These are all in addition to, well, the tax on your Social Security is part of income tax, but it's tax that you needn't be subject to if you arrange your affairs in a manner that escapes the taxable income level, and I mean taxable income, not cash flow, that'll get caught with those rules. In any event, if you don't have advisors currently that understand the confluence of these rules, feel free to go to our website at beaplannershow.com and complete the at least the first form at the forms link, step one, client profile. And if you will complete that form after you've submitted it, go to the link right next door to forms on that beaplannershow.com website and schedule a call with us. And we'll be happy to consider your inputs that you've submitted and explain to you how or how not we might be able to sync up with your goals and objectives. I'm going to deviate a little bit from the normal news cycle, etc. I'm going to talk today about an event that is in the second day here in the Houston area, and it's a two-day workshop that Self-Made Millionaires Platform puts on once a month. And for those of you that have never been, I'm going to again recommend that you consider attending the show, the workshop, I'm sorry, that teaches you about single family, which was the yesterday portion of the two-day workshop, and multifamily. And, you know, I think yesterday you probably heard some well-placed leaks throughout the day. It's better leaking than what the White House does at times. And I would suggest to you that the good stuff, the really good stuff, is today. And so good for you. If you're in your car and on the way over, you are in for an eye-opener today. And I say that because I, too, have been there, done that, and I will give credit where credit is due. It's a very well-thought-out sales process, and, you know, it does fit an awful lot of people. It may not fit you. That's the only thing. You're not going to be told that, you know, this information you're getting ready to consume may not mesh with your idea of what you want as a way to create retirement wealth. I do think that for lay people, normal lay people, there's no better space to be in, assuming you have the requisite capital to get started. There's no better retirement space to be in than multifamily private partnerships. And I would say that regardless of whether you're going to be the 1 in 100 maybe that will develop into a lead partner and sponsor transactions. In other words, you're going to be the guy or gal that goes and identifies prospective properties. You're going to undertake due diligence. You're going to undertake or have documents undertaken that will allow you to legally raise capital, and it will be something that you'll turn to other or offer to other members in the group. And in most cases, there's plenty of money available to undertake your transaction. If you've got a good transaction, trust me, the money is there, whether it's inside this group or whether it's outside with other parties. And I'm going to encourage you to do it. If you are going to raise money, dot the I's and cross the T's. And I'm not going to tell you if you're doing something outside of this group, and let's say it's you and your uncle, I'm not going to tell you that you've got to go generate all the formal crowdfunding statute compliance documents to partner with your relative. You know, there are exceptions to those rules in spite of what you may be told. And significant rules, but there's also some exceptions. And if you're joining with, I don't know, two or three other people to collectively operate a property, in other words, no one is looking to one person to generate a profit, well, then that is not a security that is governed by the crowdfunding statute or any other statute for that matter. There's nothing to prevent you and I, as an example, from collectively owning and operating a property, or a lemonade stand, or a law practice. If you were a lawyer, and I was a lawyer, which I'm not, but I always get a kick out of securities lawyers. Everything requires registration or requires disclosure if you ask them. And I'm just telling you, unless there's parties looking to one person or two people out of four, let's say, to generate a profit for them, the odds are that does not constitute a security. But as with everything in life or your financial life, consult with an expert, consult with an attorney. And if you have the luxury, consult with several knowledgeable attorneys to make sure you're getting the right answer. So back to day two of the two-day workshop. And what you will hear today, that's a life changer. There's just no other way to describe it. If, I'm going to underscore the if, you're able to get in to partnerships that actually generate I'm going to say success, because there's a lot of partnerships that you won't hear about on the radio and you won't see on case study night that don't get to the finish line, or at least don't get to the finish line in grand style where you double or triple your money. Are there some that do that? Absolutely. I've seen it in the last 20 plus years that I've been associated with clients that are members of that platform, and I myself was a member. And so, you know, the issue is every partnership, every syndicator, every project is going to be different potentially than the last one. And if you don't understand how to analyze the pro forma information and how to avoid the significant conflicts of interest that you've got with investing through a platform such as this. In other words, just think about it for a minute. If you decided not to invest in a particular transaction because you had a premonition, or you had an issue with something in the background of the syndicator, you might not be aware that the syndicator has failed to get to the finish line in the past. You won't typically know that or be told that. There's a real conflict of interest when you're dealing with a captive platform, and I'm not suggesting it means you just don't do transactions. I'm suggesting you dig a little deeper and you find out whether the syndicator you're getting ready to sign up with, not whether, but if they've had some hardship in the past. Hardship can be a great thing. Hardship is how we find out what people might do the next time they encounter hardship. And by that, I mean the period like we're in right now, where you've had what I think are some reasonably competent syndicators that have had properties go back to lenders, either voluntarily or forced by the foreclosure process. And you won't know the history behind many of the syndicators that you're going to have to vet before you marry them. And that is very akin to marriage. When you give your $100,000 or $400,000 to a syndicator or a sponsor, lead partner, these terms all mean relatively the same thing, to invest in a property that you didn't locate, you didn't understand some of the nuances as to the deal that you were getting, that happened at the lead partner level. And that's not a bad thing. That's an opportunity. And you've got to pick up at the point where you're going to do your due diligence. You're going to underwrite based on what you've learned, which won't be a whole lot if you're not yet a member of that group. Once you join, you'll have a chance to take webinars and attend events, and you'll learn more about the details of the partnerships. But again, let's consider for a moment that you decide for whatever reason that you're not going to invest in a project that's put in front of you right now. And let's assume that maybe, you know, the I don't know, 100 to 200 additional folks that take a look at that transaction as a prospective investor, let's assume they don't decide to invest with that syndicator. So let's further assume that the next 30 transactions are similar, where nobody invests in them. Well, what do you think happens to that platform? You think they're going to stay in business if nobody is investing in their exclusive transactions? Those syndicators can't go outside that group and raise money. That's forbidden. They have to raise money from the club. And so while you may be hearing that, oh, you know, we're independent of any syndication, meaning the platform, just consider for a moment what happens to that platform if the transactions that they're putting in front of you from their members, their exclusive opportunities, were to not be invested in. And that's the conflict of interest that I want to make sure you're keenly aware of as you go through the next part of your life, your real estate investing career, is always remember in the back of your mind, am I learning about this because it's a good transaction, or am I learning about it because this needs to happen at least more than a few times for the platform's survival? And I think it'll give you a perspective that might help you understand when to turn left and when to turn right as you vet syndicators. Further, you might want some independent analysis of the numbers, which is what we do. We help you understand the math that you're getting ready to sign up for, and we understand a thing or two about this group, about the respective syndicators involved, because we've been around and we've worked with so many members of this group as clients. We know where the bones or the skeletons are buried, you might say, and we're not negative about the group. We're practical realist in terms of understanding that even as we speak, there are partnership transactions that are in trouble. They're being foreclosed on, or they're being modified. Their loans are being modified, which is not necessarily a bad thing. Or they've got lenders that are suggesting, hey, we found a buyer that can help you out of this scenario. Let's put you two together to see if we can't make some lemonade out of the lemons. And that doesn't necessarily mean that if you're a partner in that existing partnership, as are some that are currently ongoing right now that I've got clients in, where they stand to lose their entire investment. And if they want to participate in the go forward, well, they can do so, and they can pull out a checkbook and write a check for the additional capital, the new capital that they're going to put in. And those transactions, I'm not promising you there's a way to absolutely avoid them, but there's a way, if you know who those parties are and they're still promoting transactions through this platform, then you absolutely would want to avoid them, because I would tell you you'd want to let a little time lapse to do some proof of concepts with other projects, and let's avoid folks that have had those issues. Okay, well, let's take a break. We'll be back momentarily with more of the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
People always coming up to me and asking, what's your secret? With all you do, your attitude just seems to be so good. How do you keep it? Well, I'm not the Dalai Lama, but I'll try to offer up a few words of advice. You better get to living, giving. Don't forget to throw in a little more.
BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. The Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195. 713-581-0195. Or you can send an email to Nathan at NPRoss.com. Nathan at NPRoss.com.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth.
However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com with CPA Nathan Ross. BeAPlanner.com.
Like the song, Bobby McGee. I'm just longing to be free. Take me where I want to be. Big dreams and fake dreams. And there are many just like me.
With big dreams and faded dreams.
The Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and we've been talking about a regular, recurring, monthly event that occurs here in Houston, and it's a two-day workshop that's put on by Self-Made Millionaires platform, investor platform, mentor platform, and I've heard, I don't know if it's the case, this a two-day workshop. Those of you that attended yesterday will obviously know, but I've heard that Self-Made Millionaire has actually come out of retirement to teach these classes once again. And if that's the case, I would suggest you understand the unique opportunity that that allows for you to get to know more about the man himself. And I've often said, since I attended the two-day workshop back in 2003, God, it's been a long time, that his performance was solely worth the price of admission. And if you've never sat before him, it's amazing, just absolutely amazing, the content that will keep you. You will not be going to sleep in the afternoon. It's amazing. But in any event, today you're going to hear about several topics. You may have heard some of this that I'm getting ready to discuss yesterday. And if so, I'm going to correct what you heard. And if you won't hear it till today, I've lost track of which topics get addressed each day. I'm going to give you the real skinny on what the truth is about the use of your retirement funds. And I know myself and Self-Made Millionaire differ significantly over how we would seek to deploy retirement funds. And I want to just tell you, at the end of the day, you know, since apparently Self-Made Millionaire likes to pay tax or have you pay tax because he suggests that you rip the Band-Aid off of your retirement accounts and pay the tax to get rid of the man, so to speak. And I'm going to tell you, yes, we agree. You should pay the tax to get rid of the man. It's just the way we go about it actually gets rid of the man. The way he and his mentors go about it doesn't get rid of anything except 30 to 40% of your family's net worth. And if that bothers you, then sit up and pay attention. And we talk about this often. In fact, almost every show, we mention the concept of a Roth conversion. The time is nigh for when you would be well advised to have all of your pre-tax retirement funds converted over to Roth. And the best way to do that, the lowest cost option for doing that, is to have your money invested in private company partnerships, i.e., such as the real estate private partnership syndications that you're going to hear about today. And so I know it's like a fire hydrant versus the drip at a faucet, you getting all this information in one weekend. I'm just going to tell you, if nothing else, just hang on to the concept before you sign the documents to rip the Band-Aid off and pull your IRA funds and your 401k funds out. Just understand there is another way that you can do everything that you're being taught this weekend. You can control your money. You can invest in real estate, either directly or indirectly. Directly being where your retirement account or accounts title property, or indirectly, which is my preference, which is to invest your retirement accounts in a partnership with, you know, give or take 20 people, 100 other people, and go buy a 200, 300 unit multifamily property, which I spoke a little bit yesterday, or I'm sorry, not yesterday, it was Friday on the show about why we prefer multifamily instead of single family. And I'll mention again, you know, if you want to invest passively, now some people don't want to invest passively. They want to control everything. I understand that. I get that. I've been where you were. It's albeit 21 years ago now, where, you know, as someone coming out of the white-collar corporate world, professional services, I thought, man, I don't even know these people, and I'm getting ready to hand, you know, $100,000 to somebody, multiple people, if you're fortunate. And it takes a little while to get over that, and yet all I can tell you is, start vetting, start attending, start learning about the parties that you might invest with. Go on the road trips. I presume they're still doing road trips. Go visit the property. Go talk to the lead partner. The best thing about this platform, I'm going to tell you right now, and I hate to, you know, throw water on the parade at Self-Made Millionaires platform. Guess what? They're not the reason. The platform itself, the folks that work in that organization, are not the reason to join that platform. You know who is? It's all the other people that are currently members, that are currently doing deals. That's the reason to join that program, because you will have a roster of people. I would suggest that there's probably not a corner in Southwest Houston that has apartments on it that somebody in that group doesn't own at least one of the four corners. You know, you want to know what the best promotion is that works in that neighborhood, or do you want to understand, should I fill in the old moldy pool, the swimming pool that's there? Should I landscape that property with a certain level of landscaping finishes, or is it a waste of money? Will I not get my money out of the investment with the rental growth or the rate of rental growth that I might achieve when I acquire that property? Because that's what's going to pay me back and my investors, if I'm doing this as a lead, is that cash flow that comes off of that market-based rental growth. And that's the reason you want to be a member of a like-minded group of people, whether it's this platform or others. I happen to like this platform due to its sheer size, and yet, you know, that's a blessing at times, and it's a curse at times. If you like getting your phone calls returned, well, you know, I'm going to say it again. The sheer size of this platform is why I like it. It's not because you'll get your phone calls returned. But there's other places to get those resources, and you really would like to get, I think, you'd like to get some independent advisors. And I'm going to give you an example. You know, when you look at financial, I was just pulling up a document here. When you look at the pro forma, the financial projections of data, how will you know what the average annualized rental growth rate has been in the past 3 months, as an example? How will you know what the absorption of new units or renovated units has been? How will you know what the current concessions are in those markets and submarkets? It's not just the city of Houston or the city of Dallas or the city of Austin that matters. In Houston, it's, you know, Sugarland, Stafford, Siena versus Woodlands / Conroe versus the Heights, Washington Avenue versus Dickinson, Galveston. Those are submarkets. And how would you have any idea what the hottest submarkets are, what the biggest level of concessions that are being granted? You might be surprised to learn that Woodlands area of Houston had the highest growth rate, but it's not necessarily that much higher than Dickinson, Galveston. So you might have an opportunity to buy, your dollars might buy a similar or comparable growth rate with less dollars than it would take to generate that in one of the other submarkets. You might be surprised to know that the concessions given in the I-10 East Wood Forest Channelview market are, it's a greater percentage of units that are offering concessions than in the Dickinson-Galveston market. Dickinson-Galveston, only 13% of the total units are having to offer concessions. I-10 East, Wood Forest, 53, over half of the units are offering concessions and significant concessions. And so these are the kind of things that you have to know, or you have to have the data sources to know and understand the application of said data sources to understand when you're looking at a transaction, whether the pro forma information that you're being provided is rational. And again, I want to be very clear. I'm going to keep saying this. These reasons are not reasons not to push forward and change your life. And that's effectively the biggest benefit that I see in joining a platform like Self-Made Millionaires Platform. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's other platforms out there. There's some that would talk about topics that I'm not sure how they affect your rental growth rate. I hear the word testosterone and romancing your wife thrown around a lot on one of the other shows that's on this station. And I just wonder at times, you know, what are those folks into over there? You know, what are they doing with their training programs that will get you a higher net operating income, which generates higher cash flows? Look, folks, that's all that matters. If you're generating cash flows, significant cash flows, you'll have the resources to find your own testosterone coach or your own romance coach. They're out there. In fact, there's people that specialize in that, and it should never be the party that you're looking to help you create wealth, as I see it. Now, again, I don't have those issues, so maybe if I had those issues, I would be drawn in to those types of programs. But look, I'm going to suggest you go where the real estate opportunities are the most voluminous and the best opportunities. And then it gets down to a game of, well, how do I assess which opportunities are the best? And that's really what this weekend is designed to get you started on. And this day today is the day that you'll start to learn what I think to be the single most significant opportunity in the investment arena, which is real estate private partnerships. And when we come back, we're going to take a break again. When we come back here momentarily, we'll talk more about some of the additional details that may color your decisions and which direction you end up investing. We'll be right back with more of the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Eyes on a wind, no matter how much I lost. Grindstones and rhinestones are made of my life, but I shine like a diamond through sacrifice. Eyes gonna be rich, no matter how much it costs. Eyes gonna win, no matter how.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross.
Hey, if you'd like to contact Nathan for questions during the show today or during the week, you can text him at 713-581-0195, 713-581-0195, or you can send an email to Nathan at npross.com, Nathan at npross.com.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com with CPA Nathan Ross. BeAPlanner.com.
Is it easy? No, it ain't. Can I fix it? No, I can't. But I sure ain't gonna take it lying down. Will I make it? Maybe so. Will I give up? Oh, no. I'll be fighting till I'm 6 feet underground. I'm gonna woman up and take it like a man. I'm gonna buckle up, be tough enough to take control and make it.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment of the Be A Planner Show this week. And we were talking about, and we're going to continue to talk about, the second day at that two-day workshop happening this weekend in Houston. It's and, you know, I guess I'm assuming people that are listening to the show or maybe attending that workshop today. I know a lot of you are in your car right now driving over there. I'm assuming you understand what a unique city Houston is, or Texas is as a state, for real estate private partnership syndications. And while it may not be the number one state on the list, I haven't checked lately, but I know that Nevada and Las Vegas, I believe, were the number one spot last time I checked. But Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, and Austin are significant in the volume of construction of units and in the ability of what I'm going to say normal lay people to purchase or invest in quality multifamily assets. And quality does not mean necessarily that it's new. Quality means it'll generate cash flow consistently. And what we've found, or at least what I've observed and I've also undertaken, I've invested in over the last 21 years now, which pains me to say that, the 21 years part, is that there's nothing better than a beat up old, I'm saying old meaning 40 to 60 year old Class C building, Class C minus preferably, that has significant deferred maintenance in the right location. And boy, when you can find one of those, that's a potential cash flow generator for a long time. If it's rehabbed correctly, if the amenity set is brought up to market, if the rents collaterally follow to rise to the market level, that's the property that you've heard the stories about where people get 80% or more of their money back in less than 2 years that they invested. Because remember, Now, it's a little bit different right now, but in the good old days, and we'll be back to the good old days soon. Why? Because that's how real estate cycles work. And for those of you that have just invested in a transaction that had, 60% leverage or 50% in some cases, instead of the good old days when it was 80, it may be a little bit different, because you can't typically generate as much cash flow when you're not using as much of the lender's money, you know, in the good old days. And they'll be back again. In fact, we just reviewed a transaction that had an 80-20 loan, you know, 80% loan to value. And that's the norm if you look historically. It's not necessarily what you're getting right now. I'd say a 60% LTV is probably the most common that we see. But in any event, those beat up old Class C's that you're going to hear about today, you're going to hear a lot of stories today at the workshop about people that achieved just incredible returns. Well, they typically weren't doing that when the LTVs were 50 to 60% like they are now. But again, get started. That's the single biggest challenge for you, because I know what you're thinking. I was there just like you were. And you're either one of two camps. You're the type that charges forward and you're going to go make a mistake, because you just assume that everybody in this group I'm joining is just wonderful and they all know the future. They've done these projects before. We're investing our money in an asset that's going to generate massive returns, because I hear about it on the radio. I even hear the word massive being bantered about significantly. And I'm just telling you, look, folks, this group is no different than the general real estate population as a whole as to the outcomes that they might achieve. The difference is understanding which properties to acquire, which properties they can acquire in a educated fashion. And you're going to hear a lot of stories about how we got it under market. You know, I suggest that you got it at market, because you're not the only buyer that's looked at a particular property. And unless you are the only buyer, then maybe. But I look at it because I've bought and sold real estate, and I never sold a property at what I thought to be under market. You just don't do that. We're creatures of economic habit, in that we always want to maximize as a seller what we get out of the transaction. Now, I'm not suggesting we don't make allowances along the way for a buyer that we think will have a better chance of getting to the finish line, but don't be fooled. Let's look at the math. Let's look at the, again, current annualized rental growth that's taking place in a given submarket and on a given property historically, and let's look at what the lead partner is projecting going forward. Let's look at the absorption. Right now, there's been so many new units coming to the market. And as an example, if you look at the Houston market, we've got an 88% occupancy rate. Well, part of that's because we've just had a bunch of new units dumped into the pipeline. You want to guess at that number? Just curious. Let me start by saying the current operating supply of apartment units in the city of Houston is 758,545. That's as of June 1. 758,000. There's another 18,600 plus that is under construction as we speak. There were 13,000 units absorbed over the past 12 months. There's another 32,800 units proposed for construction. There were 29,000, this is a key number that helps explain that occupancy rate being lower than what you would like, 88%. There were 29,211 units recently opened. That's a lot of units to layer in on 758,000, roughly, what, 8%? I'm just doing that in my head. I'm an accountant, but that doesn't mean I'm good at math necessarily. That's a big increase, folks. That's a huge increase. So 13,000 units were absorbed over the last 12 months. So, you know, you've really got to, I caution you, don't just believe the syndicator. The syndicator's likely got access to these same numbers, and I can promise you, when they put their documents together, their private placement memorandum, which tells the story of the marketing that they're undertaking versus the operating agreement, which is the operations guide for the property, both of those documents are key. If documents that are, you know, I don't know, anywhere from 50 to 350 pages scare you, well, then one of two things, either turn and walk out the door and just say, oh, I'm not cut out to undertake analysis, financial analysis, and vet the personalities involved, or, you know, sign up with someone like us, engage us to help you understand the math. We've looked at hundreds, maybe more. I'm not going to say thousands. I've learned one thing about most of the people in this real estate sector, including self-made millionaire. Whatever numbers you hear bannered about today or the last 2 days, cut them in half, and you'll be more nearly correct. I refer to just one real-life example. When we expanded our radio show to multiple cities, I spoke with a gentleman that was very familiar with Self-Made Millionaire and knew exactly which stations he was on. And I asked him, I said, well, you know, Self-Made Millionaire says they're on 100 stations a day. And I said, I'm just curious. I've always cut everything in half. I said, can you tell me how many stations he's on? And he pulled up a spreadsheet and said, yeah, he's on 51. And so I thought, okay, correct again. And there's nothing, I guess all I'm trying to say is 51 is good. I would love to, I want to be like Self-Made Millionaire when I grow up. I would love to be on 51 stations. But there's a little bit of Donald Trumpism in Self-Made Millionaire. There's a self-esteem issue that you'll pick up. Any of you that have dealt with folks over your lifetime that always had to remind you how wealthy they are, how handsome they are, how just go down the list, how successful they are, they live in a bigger house than you, they drive a more expensive car. That's a self-esteem issue. But try to shove that to the side. I picked up on that instantly when I walked into the two-day workshop 21 years ago. I could tell that a lot of the stories may not have been fabricated in total, but parts of them were. And I love to hear the current round of stories that Self-Made Millionaire uses, because I know most of them didn't happen. Why? Because I never heard about them. Supposedly, he undertook some of these events that he talks about back in his relative infancy as an organization. That would have been, you know, the early 90s. I didn't join until 2003. Well, I would have heard about a couple of the instances that he depicts as being true stories today, and they're great stories. I laugh every time I hear them. They work, but they're not real, and you won't know what's real and what's not real, and I'm telling you, shove all that to the side. That's window dressing. That's sales huff. The reality is there's something of value here, and it's learning more about these real estate, multifamily, private partnerships. And whether you're coming in thinking you want to lead a transaction, or whether you're coming in thinking, like I do now, you know, when I was 43, back then, I thought I could do everything myself. You know, I don't need partners. What do you mean? They just get in the way. And then you realize at some point along your life's journey, hey, if we have partners, we can get bigger projects, generate more profits, make the pie bigger for everybody, and I can vacation, or I can travel, or I can live internationally like I do. And for those of you that are interested in doing that, I will help you understand at least the Southeast Asia area of the world, to where you may realize, hey, there's a whole big world out there, and it's gotten a lot smaller in this day and time. It's easy to get to. It's easy to do your part-time living. Americans are welcomed in many parts of the world. And I'll just tell you, leading a transaction is like herding cats. And if you like that sort of thing, hey, take the certified lead partner training after you take the normal preferred investor group training and go do your transaction. There's plenty of investors standing by waiting to give you money. And in any event, hey, one last thing, because we're coming up on the end of the show. If you've got retirement money, you've got money to invest in these real estate private partnerships if you're married and you live in the great state of Texas. And I'm going to leave you with that. And if you want to learn more, you can contact me. Go to the forms page on our website and at least fill out the first two forms if you're wanting consulting on your retirement accounts. I will consult for free on this first step to help you understand what you might be able to achieve. And if you're interested in that, just mention you heard me on the show today. It's June 9th, and I will analyze your facts and circumstances with regard to retirement funds, and we can access your funds, again, if you're married, and I want to say happily in parentheses there. We have a way of accessing those funds that your HR department at your employer will not mention, because they don't understand the ERISA law that governs 401ks and IRAs, for that matter. So anyway, if you want to consider working with us otherwise, please fill out the forms at the forms link, at least the first one, on baplannershow.com, and then schedule a call, the link right next to it, and we'll be happy to entertain a discussion about how we can sync up with your wealth creation, retirement wealth creation objectives. Thank you for listening, and we will return once again on Thursday at 2 p.m. here in the Houston market, 2 p.m. right here on 700 a.m. KSEV. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for another edition of Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.